As globalism transitions from global to local, we become vocal local, blocking the globalist agenda right where we are, in our towns, cities, counties, and states. And now, here is that nemesis of globalism, your host, William Roberts.
And the sun is rising over Missouri, folks. It's time once again for a show me showdown. We got breakfast on the table all across America, coffee brewing on the stove, and there's a revolution in the air. Be a part of it. And welcome to our Monday, September the 28th, 2009, two-hour broadcast to become vocal local, coming to you Monday through Friday here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. My name is William Roberts. I've got good news, certainly lots of news. Hard facts, we'll have plenty of that, and we might even advance some solutions for you as well today. If you can't remember the last time you experienced the pursuit of happiness, you're definitely in the right place at the right time to become vocal local. This is the home of philosophical radicalism, where freedom is popular and remains the best hope for America. Interactive Talk Radio is the name of the game, and to be a part of today's broadcast, you can pick up the phone and call throughout the broadcast for those with unlimited long-distance access or in the Austin, Texas area. You may call in at 512-904-8014 and join me live on air and from around America and around the world. You can call in toll-free at 866-841-1065. And your calls are welcome. You may also send your ideas for guests, show topics, and news to me via email at bvlhost@centurytel.net. Again, that's bvlhost@centurytel.net. Always appreciate getting your emails. We've got lots of them over the weekend. And for those without internet access, listening via any of our affiliate stations and micro broadcasters, you too can be a part of it. Send your letters to me at William Roberts, Post Office Box 96. Out of Exeter, Missouri, 65647. Again, that's Box 96. Out of Exeter, Mo, the big Mo to me, 65647 is that postal code. And a big shout-out this morning once again to Liberty Radio, Owensville, Missouri, Micro 1650 AM, Buffalo, New York, and 94.3, Elgin, Texas. Thank you, gentlemen, for broadcasting. Become vocal local to your local listening audiences. Our listener calling number remains 866-841-1065. And, of course, your calls are welcome today. Gold returns to the $990 territory, taking precious metal stocks and currencies lower. The crude oil and the U.S. dollar a little bit higher. Man's role in changing the face of the earth. We're going to talk about water and climate change and other things like that. The G20 outcomes, gold news. Of course, we'll take your calls and much, much more. Let's go to those market reports for Monday, Moonday, September the 28th, 2009. Active trading out of New York City as of 9 o'clock a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Gold trading up 80 cents at $991.50. Silver off a penny, trading at $16.03. Platinum struggling in there at $1,272 an ounce, off a dollar in early morning trading. And palladium losing the most of all, off $6, down at $284 an ounce so far today. The lows and the highs in the gold spot market this morning, $985 for a low, $995.60 for the high for a $10 spread. At $991.50, your gold is still up $114.10 over where it was 1 year ago today for a 13.00% return on your investment. The boys in London this morning set the gold fix at $990.50. You can see we're trading a buck above that now. In the Dow Jones Industrial Average, it was off 42 points, closing 9,665 on Friday. The NASDAQ was off 17 at 2,091. The S&P was off 6 at 1,044. Crude oil, so far this morning, up 41 cents for a 42-gallon barrel of light sweet crude, trading at $66.43. The U.S. dollar index, the USDX, Robert Chapman has suggested that it may be down at 71.18 by the 1st of October. Well, Bob, we've only got a couple of days. Right now, it's up 22 points at 76.88, up 22 at 76.88. We'll pick it all up there and continue after this first commercial intermission.
P PureBulk.com has more than 120 nutritional products, super antioxidants, amino acids, and herbal extracts, including advanced life extension nutrition. Find great products like atomic iodine, oil of oregano, spirulina algae, niacin, performance amino acids, herbal extracts, skincare, and heart health nutrition. PureBulk.com products have no fillers, no additives, no hype, and no fancy retail packaging. Just the highest quality bulk nutrition at wholesale pricing. You can also save 50 to 90% off retail nutritional prices when buying bulk wholesale powders and capsules. Shop securely online at purebulk.com or call 406-251-3270. That number again, 406-251-3270. Use the coupon code iodine and receive a 1 gram atomic iodine sample with any order. That's a 150-day RDA supply of atomic iodine absolutely free. Find out more online at purebulk.com.
Of the 3 million plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At hempusa.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At hempusa.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from hempusa.org.
Millions of Americans are beginning to realize the enormity of the economic and political problems facing the U.S. and the world. And for the first time in their lives, they are feeling the need for preparedness. Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, manufacturing the finest in dehydrated foods for almost 40 years. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer. Unlike other companies that just broker canned foods, Ready Reserve controls the quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packaging. When purchasing from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Other companies are quoting delivery times of 1 to 2 months, while Ready Reserve ships within 5 business days. Many companies do not even offer a catalog. We will be more than happy to send a catalog to you free of charge. Dial 1-800-453-2202, 1-800-453-2202, or visit our website at readyreservefoods.com. Factory direct, wholesale pricing from Ready Reserve Foods. Call us at 1-800-453-2202.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And let us return once again to the discussion of our market reports for September the 28th, Monday, September the 28th, 2009. As we continue our Become Vocal Local broadcast, looking at this financial mess that we're in today has been a real, real challenge for me. So many hours this morning invested in this already, but we find the U.S. dollar index, the USDX, which was predicted by Bob Chapman to be down at 71.18 by the 1st of October. We're only days away from that now. It's still trading at 76.88. It's up 22 basis points from where it closed out Friday. Again, the crude oil was up 41 cents at 66.43 a barrel. In the foreign exchange rates, a lot of action happening in here. Lots of red ink this morning, folks. The Canadian dollar was off 28 basis points, still trading, though, at 91 cents U.S. The Mexican peso getting down pretty low, really. It's 13.5565 is the multiplier. That works out to a three basis point increase, but it's very, very, very close at 7 cents to being at 7 cents, or the baseline between 7 cents and 6 cents. So it's lost about a penny in the last month or two. The euro, 0.43% decline this morning, 43 basis points, another way to look at it, trading at $1.46, and very close to that. The British pound, trading down 0.53%, or 53 basis points, at $1.59. But again, you know, $1.60. The Swiss franc, very strong, getting very close to parity with the U.S. dollar index, the figure that we have each day. this morning losing 36 basis points, trading at 97 cents U.S. So keep your eyes on that Swiss franc. In the bond market, the yield on the two-year, again and still, below 1%, trading at 0.98%. That's not going to make it very attractive to foreign investors. The 10-year, 3.31. The 30-year is at 4.07%. In the mortgage area, we still continue the same decline, month-on-month declines in the mortgage rates. A month ago, the 15-year was running at 4.80%. It's now at 4.63. The 30-year a month ago was at 5.31, and today it's 5.19%. So you're still not going to be able to buy a mortgage at that price without paying points and other things. And, of course, then you're going to have to find someone who's going to loan it to you. Lots of information in the news this morning. I'll just go through some of the articles, pulled out quite a number of them. One of them is an article that was I pulled down off of, I don't even see the website, this is Toronto, miningweekly.com, there you go, Lizelle Hill. This is a September 26th article out of miningweekly.com. She says, although the general consensus on the prospects for gold was broadly positive at this weekend's resource investment conference in Toronto, and you probably didn't hear about the resource investment conference in Toronto with all of the discussion of the G20, but nevertheless, it happened. Opinions did diverge on whether the current fundamentals for the metal support higher prices. Listen carefully. Rather interesting. On the one hand, market watcher and Agoracom commentator Peter Grandage declared expansively that he'd never seen better fundamentals supporting the gold price. That's one hand. Here's a quote from him. I am the most bullish I have ever been on gold and silver, Grandage said in a presentation on Saturday morning. On the supply side, central banks like Germany's Bundesbank are indicating they will not meet their sales allotments under the central bank gold agreement. In other words, they're not, even though they can sell gold, they're not going to sell gold. What does that tell you? Maybe that central banks don't want to lose the possession of gold. Maybe they're being just as smart as some of the listeners to Oracle Broadcasting, hanging on to their gold, looking at the long term rather than the short term, and continuing. Plus, those economies that do have money, like China, are not only putting it into gold, but they're encouraging their citizens to do the same, he said. Exchange-traded funds, ETFs, also make it much easier for serious money and long-time money or long-term money to buy gold. Now, before I go on with this article, let me just tell you that about 9 o'clock a.m., Eastern Standard Time on Friday, the 25th, on the NYMEX, if you go up to www.kitco.com and look at the gold chart and expand it, enlarge it, and look at the bigger picture, you'll see that just about 9 o'clock a.m. Last Friday morning while I was coming on to air here, there was a straight line drop in the price of gold from $996 down to $985. And it was a straight line drop. In other words, somebody most likely came into the market and made a major sale, a big sale, a big chunk of gold. And so ever since then, the market has been trying to climb back up, and it's been struggling and clawing its way up and down and up and down and up and down back to where it was this morning at 9 o'clock a.m. on Monday at $991.50. But it's taken quite a struggle to get back up out of that $985 range. Back to the article, they say on the other side of the coin, Kitco's senior analyst John Nadler, now some people like John's point of view and some people don't, he's rather unsurprisingly bearish in regards to gold, but not bearish, but bearish. In other words, he's not a gold bull, it doesn't seem like, from his writings anyway. But on the other side of the coin, senior analyst John Nadler argued that gold's fundamentals are not actually that positive. Nadler said, experts say, but this time we named the expert, John Nadler. I've read his articles for years. John Nadler said that the most recent rally in the gold price is being driven by fund activity. Quote, it has no basis in the fundamentals. In other words, there are other forces running in the market. He cited rising mine supply this year, up 7% in the first half of the year, plus surging scrap supply, which is being driven by the high price levels. In India, the biggest gold market, and we report on that often, may have the lowest level of gold imports this year since trade was liberalized 12 years ago. That's a long time, folks, 12 years back. So the lowest level of gold imports. And, quote, the ETF has stagnated since reaching a peak in June, Nadler added. Now, we've been following these ETFs and reporting on them on a regular basis, and so I can agree with that. There hasn't been great purchases going on, but there has been selling and there has been buying, and when these big ETFs come in, or somebody else, I can't say it for certain, but when you see these straight line drops or these waterfalls that happen about 30 minutes apart, as we reported from the Vermilion article some weeks back, one of the professional ETF salespeople made a comment that if you want to see when the ETFs are in the market, you just look day to day and you'll see these cascade, these waterfall sales and buys about 20, maybe sometimes 30 minutes apart on different days, subsequent days when they come into the market. So anyway, we saw a major drop on Friday last. It may suggest an ETF sale at that time. He commented, though, again, John Nadler, that investors should not be too concerned with gold's price fluctuations because bullion should be seen as a form of savings rather than an investment to be turned over for a profit. If you're looking for a return, overweight the stocks, he says. Overweight the stocks. In other words, put more energy, more money into your gold stock market than into the gold bullion. He says that's where the next triple, quadruple, quintuple value will come from, not bullion. John Nadler's not stupid. He may be a little bit of a bear from time to time, but he's not ignorant of this market. And what's he saying? He's saying that in the gold stocks, you might see a triple, a quadruple, or a quintupling if value, not in bullion. We'll be back on the other side, pick it up right there. Stay with us right here on Become Vocal Local.
The world appears to be on the brink of collapse. Experts say a pinch of heirloom vegetable seed could soon be the most valuable resource on Earth because it will provide healthy food now and every year after. SurvivalistSeeds.com now has the Heirloom Garden Seed Time Capsule, allowing you to store your seeds for the future anywhere, even underground, for 100 years. The Heirloom Garden Seed Time Capsule can withstand 3 tons of weight, is 100% rodent-proof, waterproof, and comes with a whopping 6,000 healthy vegetable seeds from 20 varieties that will grow anywhere in the USA. Unless you trust the government, the Heirloom Garden Seed Time Capsule and Heirloom Seeds from SurvivalistSeeds.com is your long-term food solution. Our competition charges 10 cents, $1.25 per seed for these same heirloom varieties. But you can now have a head of lettuce, a bundle of carrots, a basket of tomatoes, a giant watermelon, and 16 other varieties for about a penny a seed each. Be prepared. Buy your heirloom seeds today from SurvivalistSeeds.com and have food insurance for your family forever. Visit SurvivalistSeeds.com. SurvivalistSeeds.com is owned by Big John Lipscomb, host of the Don't Tread on Me radio show.
Look, it's time someone gave you the facts about your computer. If you're a Windows user, you know all too well what the problems are. Viruses, crashes, sluggish behavior. Finally, you have to fix it or take it to the shop. We see it every day. Now, Microsoft is preparing for the release of their new Windows 7. They want you to pay hundreds of dollars to upgrade. Well, you don't have to pay for the privilege of using your computer anymore. We've been installing Linux at home and for businesses in Austin for 4 years. Our customers love it. Why Linux? It never costs you a dime. All the software you need is free, and you never have to worry about Windows viruses again. Linux is all but immune, and many of your Windows programs will run on Linux as well. Have an older computer? Linux runs great on it, when Windows won't. So instead of paying for a system that's going to cause you problems, stop fighting your computer and start using it. Check out the facts at www.fixedbylinux.com. That's L-I-N-U-X, fixedbylinux.com. Or call us at 512-739-9707. There's a better way. Linux.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. No one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds of thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
And we returned once again, and I must remind my listeners this morning again that this broadcast is non-commercial free speech. In other words, I don't have any corporate sponsors. I have no affiliations. I'm not selling any books or tapes or videos or any of that. I'm not asking you to do anything, run off to Washington and join a group or a club or any of these sorts of things. I have no relationship whatsoever with any gold dealers, gold brokers, silver, buff stock shares, bonds, or anything. I try and present a no-spin or a spin-free zone when it comes to the market reports each day because we don't have anybody else out there doing that, it doesn't seem. But nevertheless, there are lots of people that are involved in the gold business that you can go and visit their websites and you can get pros and cons on many of these issues. Back to the news, again, out of this resource investment conference held in Toronto last week, there's a little bit more. It says, meanwhile, the U.S. global investors, global strategist Jack DeRisewa said in a presentation that sovereign wealth funds are using their large dollar holdings to buy gold. Sovereign wealth funds are using their large dollar holdings to buy gold, both in the form of ETFs and physical bullion. Quote, in the last few years, as the price of oil has increased, sovereign wealth funds have begun to accumulate a lot of dollars, close quote, he told delegates at the Toronto Resource Investment Conference. They have invested, firstly, in low-yielding treasuries. Isn't that unusual? A report on these low-yielding treasuries every morning, the two-year bond this morning, 0.98%. That's quite a low-yielding treasury. Quote, but what we also know, even though there is no data to support it, is that the sovereign wealth funds are accumulating a position in gold. That's to be understood, folks. File that away in your memory banks. It is difficult to quantify because unlike central banks, which have to report gold purchases as reserve assets to the International Monetary Fund, the funds buy gold without any reporting obligations. Quiet hands, big hands, and deep pockets in the market without any reporting obligations. Sovereign wealth funds. But even though there is, again, no evidence to support it, he says, sellers and strategists believe that the sovereign wealth funds are a significant force behind the increased demand for gold. Quote, particularly in the purchase of exchange-traded funds, or ETFs, DeRisewa, or whatever his name is, DeRisewa, you figure it out, he said. He would not provide a forecast or a time frame for the gold price outlook, but reported that some strategists that U.S. Global is talking to are throwing around price forecasts as high as $3,000 an ounce. And yes, we've heard those bandied about before. Quote, I have to stress that we have no time frame as to when something like that could be achievable. Quote, but I would not be surprised if those numbers are actually going to be realized over the next few years. So if someone's telling you that it's going there and it's going there tomorrow, you just take that under advisement. Some people don't think it's that going to go there. Let's look at a little bit more here. This is an older article, but it gives us a little better understanding. This by Martin Kramer off of miningweekly.com. This was written originally published back on the 3rd of August. Official gold sales head for the lowest level since 1994, GFMS, Johannesburg, South Africa. Net official sector 2009 gold sales were heading for their lowest level since 1994. Precious metals consultancy GFMS said on Monday, again this is back on August 3rd, releasing its official sector gold activity report, GFMS estimated that the net official gold sector sales in the first half were 39 tons, down by a hefty 73% year on year. GFMS anticipated sales of 140 tons for the first year, which if realized would be the lowest since the 1994 trough of 134 tons. The consultancy put the first half figures down to the signatories of the Central Bank Gold Agreement, the CBGA selling only 92 tons, 17% less than in the second half of last year and 43% lower year on year. Again, this CBGA, the Central Bank Gold Agreement. We've been hearing about the IMF going to sell 400 tons of gold, blah, 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 bow, wow, woof, woof. We hear that so many times. A barking dog in the wind keeps company to himself, but people generally don't pay attention to him. It's like the little boy that cries wolf a little bit too often. Countries outside the CBGA bought 56 tons of gold. The year-to-date, GFMS said, has seen a further fall in the amount of bullion lent to the market by the official sector. In other words, the officials put in less gold, lent to the market. Key word there, key phrase. There were two main reasons for the ongoing slide, the level of gold lease rates and the heightened concerns over counterparty credit risk, which were enhanced by the collapse of Lehman Brothers last year. In the second half of 2009, GFMS expected that central bank sales would remain at the low end of the spectrum, with net supply to the market from this source of about 100 tons. The central banks don't want to get rid of their gold either. Okay? Quote, our second half forecast is based on the assumption that net sales from within the CBGA will remain low, largely as sales targets are met and new sellers fail to emerge, while net purchases outside the group will keep at modest levels, the consultancy said. While GFMS had already pointed out that sales from the CBGA signatories would see a sizable fall this year, selling far less than they've been talking about. More recently, the low level of sales had exceeded its expectations, with, for example, disposals by the Euro system being less than one ton in the first 3 weeks of July. GFMS expected official sales to remain very subdued owing to the unwillingness of Germany, France, Italy, and Switzerland to embark on any new sales programs. So, the central banks of the world are holding on to their gold. Perhaps you should as well. Gold should stay in the driving seat despite the G20 spin. This is an article out of London. Lawrence Williams posted it today. However much politicians try to talk it up, the global economy still looks to be in a perilous state, and the dollar is likely to return to weakness with both elements positive for gold, Lawrence writes. Dollar strength and a boost in profit-taking saw gold close below $1,000 this past weekend after a couple of weeks, where it has spent most of the time above that magic figure. But has anything really changed? In essence, one suspects that given the amount of time spent above that $1,000 level, it may no longer, be seen as the psychological barrier it had proved to be. But just another point on a continuing upward path in the gold price. We like to say that the lows for 10 years in gold have gotten higher, and the highs have gotten higher. We've been higher than 1,000 before. We've been up to 1,050. But this is kind of like a psychological barrier. People are concerned about buying gold over $1,000 an ounce. But as this author states, it may no longer be seen as a psychological barrier. The dollar strength, continuing, coinciding with the G20 meeting in Philadelphia, will have been helped by U.S. Treasury Secretary Timmy Geithner, little Timmy, continuing affirmation of a strong dollar policy. Although how he can reconcile this aim with the administrative quantitative easing policy, in other words, creating money out of nothing and getting your chicks for free, is a policy other economies in a similarly perilous state, blah, 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 blah. But then, with most other economies in a similarly perilous state, perhaps the dollar does look stronger against many of its peer currencies, although certainly not against the yuan. And that yuan, of course, is the Chinese yuan, yawning, spelled more like Sean, but it's yuan. Perhaps, though, what is most worrying for the markets in general is a sudden flood of more news that suggests the perceived recovery, even referred to by such august bodies as the IMF, well, you can expect the politicians to spout, well, we'll have to pick that up on the other side. Here's the break. Stay with us right here on Become Vocal Local. Your call is often welcome.
You are now listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Network, the home of cutting-edge talk radio.
Have you heard about the most advanced affordable upgrade for your vehicle? Sonic spark plugs bring you increased fuel mileage and performance. It's like a new brain for your engine from enginebrain.com. Just like a pound of sawdust burns faster than a pound of wood chips, finer fuel mist burns faster. Using a patented process, Sonic spark plugs smash gasoline mist with ultrasound. Thousands of drivers have upgraded to Sonic spark plugs for more power and mileage. Just replace your old plugs with Sonic plugs. Now get a free Sonic spark plug for your chainsaw, generator, snowblower, or lawnmower and pay only shipping and handling. Once you experience ultrasonic power, you'll want them in your car, truck, motorcycle, or RV. Visit enginebrain.com to learn why Sonic spark plugs outperform all other spark plugs. They're a small company, but their advanced plugs are 100% OEM compatible with your vehicle's warranty. Visit enginebrain.com to learn about combustion theory, hydrogen power, and fuel efficiency. Learn what the oil companies would rather you not know, like a new brain for your engine. EngineBrain.com. EngineBrain.com.
PureBulk.com has more than 120 nutritional products, super antioxidants, amino acids, and herbal extracts, including advanced life extension nutrition. Find great products like atomic iodine, oil of oregano, spirulina algae, niacin, performance amino acids, herbal extracts, skincare, and heart health nutrition. PureBulk.com products have no fillers, no additives, no hype, and no fancy retail packaging. Just the highest quality bulk nutrition at wholesale pricing. You can also save 50 to 90% off retail nutritional prices when buying bulk wholesale powders and capsules. Shop securely online at purebulk.com or call 406-251-3270. That number again, 406-251-3270. Use the coupon code iodine and receive a 1 gram atomic iodine sample with any order. That's a 150-day RDA supply of atomic iodine absolutely free. Find out more online at purebulk.com.
Of the 3 million plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At hempusa.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At hempusa.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from hempusa.org.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And so returning to our article here from Lawrence Williams, posted early this morning, Monday, the September the 28th, out of London, talking about the G20 meeting, looking at it from a recap, what's happening, so on and so forth. Again, he says this, the dollar strength coinciding with the G20 meeting in Philadelphia will have been helped by U.S. Treasury Secretary Timmy Geithner's continuing affirmation of a strong dollar policy. The dollar strength, coinciding with a statement made by Geithner, continuing his affirmation or his positive projection of a strong dollar policy. We have to understand that this is all based on faith. This is confidence, like a confidence game, the full faith and credit of the U.S. for his dollar, all right? And then the author continues, and he says, although how he can reconcile this aim with the administrative's quantitative easing policy is a little hard to understand, as the two would seem to be mutually incompatible. Have a strong dollar and then be throwing trillions and trillions of digits into the system and still have a strong dollar. They're mutually incompatible economic models. But then, with most other economies in a similarly perilous state, the author writes, perhaps the dollar does look stronger against many of its peer currencies, although certainly not against the yuan. And we're going to talk about that in a moment. Lots of news this morning about China. Perhaps, though, what is most worrying for the markets in general is a sudden flood of news worrying for the market, a sudden flood of news. You see how public opinion and cross currents of public opinion shape law and legislation and can affect economies. But again, a sudden flood of news that suggests that the perceived recovery, not a real recovery, just perceived, perceptions and deceptions, even referred to by such august bodies as the International Monetary Fund, well, of course they're part of the system. I'm sure they get daily briefings from Tavistock and others as well, Brookings Institute, Lawrence Summers and the bunch. You can expect politicians to spout this kind of claptrap. So nice to see another pundit using that term. I love claptrap. You can expect politicians to spout this kind of claptrap, so their views should be discounted anyway. It is perhaps a mirage brought about by the gullible media. You think the media is gullible, or do you think they just follow their marching instructions? You think the CIA sits down every morning and writes these news releases, and then all of us struggle along to try and make sense of it, bringing it to you on the airwaves? Again, it is in the government interest, Alexei. It is but perhaps a mirage brought about by the gullible media and the public. Now, who is the public? You're not the public. You're the private sector. The public are governments and agencies and administrations, educators. The gullible media and the public beginning to believe what it is fed. Tell a lie big enough and often enough, and people tend to believe it. Continuing, it is in the government interest to try to talk us out of a recession. Do you think that's going to work? No matter how many times you tell yourself that you're a millionaire, when you open your checkbook each day, you can see that you're not quite there yet. But you could keep telling yourself you're a millionaire as a positive affirmation. But there will still seem a few concrete facts to support this position, yet indeed the opposite may well be the case. Worrying for the global economy is that China, which had almost single-handedly relieved the situation, particularly in the commodity sector with its 8% plus growth and its stockpiling policies, seems to beginning to stutter. You see, it really doesn't matter where you go in the system. The old adage prevails that you cannot continue to rob from Peter to pay Paul indefinitely. Eventually, even Peter, in this case China, even Peter will get weary of carrying the burden of others. Even Peter will come to the point where his checking account balance begins to become too low for him to support others. And then Peter either stops working and producing, or he stops lending. And this is worrying in the global economy, that China, which had almost single-handedly relieved the situation, particularly in the commodities sector, seems to be beginning to stutter, while its metals stockpiling programs, curiously enough here used as PROGRAMMES, again an indicator that this use of the words with the useless M-E on the end, program me, is a London-based use. While its metal stockpiling programs also seem to be ending, or may even have ended, if this support fades, there seems little left to build a recovery on. For continued growth, China's export markets need to pick up. It is doubtful if it can continue to forge ahead on domestic stimuli alone. In other words, they're doing quantitative easing too. U.S. housing figures appear to be slipping again too, after what may yet prove to be a false dawn, as cash for clunkers, auto trade-in programs, and car sales are already falling heavily in those countries where they have been introduced. Drove by several auto dealerships over the weekend on Sunday, made a trip to the south, went to Arkansas for the first time in a long time, passed many dealerships. Some had few cars on the lot. Some had a whole bunch of cars on the lot. Makes you wonder which ones were participating in the cash for clunkers and which ones' cash was just clunking. Continuing again, bank loans to businesses do not seem to be increasing. Unemployment is still rising, and without a turnaround here, retail sales won't pick up. Indeed, any sales increases which may be seen are in volume, not in value, as heavy discounting seems to be needed to bring in customers. And if you've been in your local box store, you might notice that the racks above the shelves are starting to become quite bare, as more and more companies are less likely to restock slow sellers. Slow selling items are not being reordered. Continuing, indeed, any sales increase which may be seen are in volume, not in value, as heavy discounting seems to be needed to bring in customers. Everything's on sale. What does this all mean for the economy in general and commodities in particular? It would seem logical that if now the now frequently quoted fact, quote-unquote fact, he says here, that the recession is virtually over is just all hype, then the stock market and the industrial metals bubbles may yet burst again. The stock market and the industrial metals bubbles may yet burst again. There certainly seems little to really justify the big price rises seen in most markets and for most metals since the beginning of the year. Gold, on the other hand, should still be seen as an investment insurance policy. Although if there is another economic meltdown, it too could suffer as it did last October when institutions had to sell gold holdings in order to meet other commitments. But an ever-rising percentage of the smart money may well continue to be invested in that yellow metal, something which has already been largely responsible for the gold's steady price increase over the past few months, when fundamentals, as noted by those who keep the statistics, would seem to suggest the opposite should be happening. Now, who was in the market last Friday at 9 o'clock a.m., busting down the price of gold? Could it have been perhaps the President's Working Group on Financial Markets? Could it have been some other governmental insiders working diligently to depress the price of gold, to keep people from going into gold and getting out of the rest of the claptrap out there? Possibly. But coming back to Geithner's supposed strong dollar scenario, our author here, Lawrence William, writes, this was surely just a sop, in other words, throwing a bone, to the Chinese and others who are calling for the dollar's role as a reserve currency to be diminished. Surely he can't really believe what he was saying. He's questioning whether Geithner really believes what he's saying. If one doesn't really believe what they're saying, are they just simply lying? Pinocchio, look out. Your nose is growing. With British Prime Minister Gordon, I invented the New World Order Brown, claiming the summit's proposal to be a victory for British thinking and persistence, this has to be yet another disturbing fact for the global economy. The British economy has to be one of the most vulnerable around, with the pound sterling dropping heavily against even the dollar and facing parity with the euro. Talk about the blind leading the blind, he writes. But that's why we do the no-spin report here. I would disagree with him. I've been watching the pound rise and rise and rise and still outpacing the euro. We'll be back right after this break. Stay with us. Your calls are welcome. 866-841-1065.
Millions of Americans are beginning to realize the enormity of the economic and political problems facing the U.S. and the world. And for the first time in their lives, they are feeling the need for preparedness. Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, manufacturing the finest in dehydrated foods for almost 40 years. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer. Unlike other companies that just broker canned foods, Ready Reserve controls the quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packaging. When purchasing from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Other companies are quoting delivery times of 1 to 2 months, while Ready Reserve ships within 5 business days. Many companies do not even offer a catalog. We will be more than happy to send a catalog to you free of charge. Dial 1-800-453-2202, 1-800-453-2202, or visit our website at readyreservefoods.com. Factory direct, wholesale pricing from Ready Reserve Foods. Call us at 1-800-453-2202.
The world appears to be on the brink of collapse. Experts say a pinch of heirloom vegetable seed could soon be the most valuable resource on Earth because it will provide healthy food now and every year after. SurvivalistSeeds.com now has the heirloom garden seed time capsule, allowing you to store your seeds for the future anywhere, even underground, for 100 years. The heirloom garden seed time capsule can withstand 3 tons of weight, is 100% rodent-proof, waterproof, and comes with a whopping 6,000 healthy vegetable seeds from 20 varieties that will grow anywhere in the USA. Unless you trust the government, the Heirloom Garden Seed Time Capsule and Heirloom Seeds from SurvivalistSeeds.com is your long-term food solution. Our competition charges 10 cents to $1.25 per seed for these same heirloom varieties. But you can now have a head of lettuce, a bundle of carrots, a basket of tomatoes, a giant watermelon, and 16 other varieties for about a penny a seed each. Be prepared. Buy your heirloom seeds today from SurvivalistSeeds.com and have food insurance for your family forever. Visit SurvivalistSeeds.com. SurvivalistSeeds.com is owned by Big Don Lipscomb, host of the Don't Tread on Me radio show.
Look, it's time someone gave you the facts about your computer. If you're a Windows user, you know all too well what the problems are. Viruses, crashes, sluggish behavior. Finally, you have to fix it or take it to the shop. We see it every day. Now, Microsoft is preparing for the release of their new Windows 7. They want you to pay hundreds of dollars to upgrade. Well, you don't have to pay for the privilege of using your computer anymore. We've been installing Linux at home and for businesses in Austin for 4 years. Our customers love it. Why Linux? It never costs you a dime. All the software you need is free, and you never have to worry about Windows viruses again. Linux is all but immune, and many of your Windows programs will run on Linux as well. Have an older computer? Linux runs great on it, when Windows won't. So instead of paying for a system that's going to cause you problems, stop fighting your computer and start using it. Check out the facts at www.fixedbylinux.com. That's L-I-N-U-X, fixedbylinux.com. Or call us at 512-739-9707. There's a better way. Linux.
And we have returned once again. The call-in number is 866-841-1065. If you'd like to weigh in on the financial news this morning, you're welcome to do so. Before we go back to the article, I'll just simply say this. You know, we've heard all about the trillions run missing from the Pentagon. We've heard about the Lewontoto trillions and so on and so forth. Maybe it went into the Bush hands, maybe it didn't. All of these trillions and trillions loaned into existence and all the trillions of dollars of debt and all the trillions that are being held by other people around the world, including China. It would seem that if you're holding trillions and trillions, that you would have everything to gain and nothing to lose by trying to support the dollar. And yet, globally, more and more people are losing their confidence in the global casino of the U.S. dollar. More and more people are looking at other places, storehouses of wealth, if you will, and many of them are looking at the precious metals, and even China was stockpiling copper and other things. So maybe if the big players are doing that, you might consider it in your own household. But continuing from the article here, Lawrence William continues and says this. He says, maybe I'm beginning to sound like a gold bug. But logic suggests that investment in gold may provide the only kind of security there is against a possible new meltdown, which could occur perhaps as soon as next month. Can I repeat that for you? Lawrence Williams posted Monday, September the 28th, 2009, out of London on MineWeb. I'll give that to you again. Maybe I'm beginning to sound like a gold bug, but logic suggests that investment in gold may provide the only kind of security there is against a possible new meltdown, which could occur perhaps as soon as next month. Let's see. Next month begins in 3 days, right? October has been a dangerous month for equities in the past, and it could prove to be so again. And if the dollar continues to be seen as weak, then this could give gold the boost it may need to see it through another global financial horror story. Rather strong words there, Larry. Let's hope it doesn't come to all of that. Hear, hear, pip, pip. I agree. But in this context, I am indebted to Rod Blake of Concord Capital for pointing to the following quotes in a weekly letter to his clients, commenting on the state of the Western world's key economy, that would be us. Moody's Economy writes this, quote, "The U.S. dollar is expected to trend generally lower over the next several years as its currency overvalued by an estimated of 25% against the Chinese yuan." Sprout Securities writes this, quote, "If the U.S. were a stock, most investors wouldn't give it the time of day, and in fact, they might short it," selling it short. Both these suggest continuing dollar weakness over the years, Larry writes, Lawrence Williams here, and dollar weaknesses generally suggest gold strength. But then, there is perhaps the most accurate of all, Yogi Berra's many mangled quotations to consider, quote, "It's tough to make predictions, especially about the future, even for knowledgeable people like Robert Chapman." We've got a call coming in. Let's go ahead and bring our caller up right there. Good morning, caller. Are you there? 954-701. Are you there? Come on, caller. I can hear you. Talk to me. Going once and twice. Gone. Okay, well, when you do call in, then, folks, when I respond to you, do speak. It makes the broadcast flow along a little bit more smoothly. Certainly, caller, you can call back in again if you had your telephone muted or you weren't able to, I couldn't hear you for some reason. Usually the phones here work just perfectly. But let's go on again and close this article out. "The future looks dangerous to this non-economist commentator." In other words, Lawrence Williams here, like myself, a non-economist commentator, saying that the future does look rather grim. After all, what does a mining engineer know about economists? And I might say, what does a civil engineer know about economics? Plenty of far cleverer people than I or he say the recession is almost over. But even so, I think, the author says here, but even so, I think I might feel more comfortable with at least a good proportion of my pension fund in gold just in case. Well, thanks for the great article. A mining engineer, Lawrence Williams, posted that in London today. And here, in the last of the news for today, and we're going to go into other topics. We'll pick that up most likely in the second hour. We're going to go back and revisit once again and continue our study from Man's Role on Changing the Face of the Earth, a symposium held back in Princeton in 1955. Very important information, fundamental to understanding so much of Agenda 21. But let's go into this one. This is a rather lengthy article, 3 pages. G20 plans to end, quote, "financial balance of terror after the summit," by Rich Miller and Simon Kennedy, September the 28th. Today's news, new news, Bloomberg. President Barry the usurper and fellow group 20 leaders are trying to end what the usurper's advisor, Lawrence Summers, has called, quote, "the financial balance of terror." You got to have that terror in there. Larry Summers, Lawrence Summers. Everyone been following him? Anybody done your Google search on Lawrence Summers? Yeah. Key player. Find him in the shadow of Bunky Moon. Find him in the shadow of Kofi Annan. Lawrence Summers. Probably rowing in a similar boat to Maurice Strong, Mikhail Gorbachev, Lawrence Summers. Check him out. World leaders meeting in Pittsburgh last week adopted a framework for more durable economic growth as they sought to prevent a replay of the worst crisis since the Great Depression. Well, we've heard that before. They also acknowledged the growing clout of China. And other emerging economies by giving them a bigger voice in decision making. Are they giving China a bigger voice in decision making, or is the clout of China simply demanding a bigger voice? Maybe they need two chairs and two seats at the table. Let's find out more about it. Summers head of Bury the Usurpers National Economic Council, the NEC, the National Economic Council, Lawrence Summers, heads that, has singled out the current arrangement as a quote-unquote risk to prosperity, since it leaves each major economy a hostage, terror, hostage of the other's policies, quote, because our global economy is now fundamentally interconnected. This poor man's been hanging around the United Nations just a bit too long. Again, because our global economy is now fundamentally interconnected, that's a present tense statement. Present tense, personal positive, present tense, that's not future. Now, fundamentally interconnected. We need to act together to make sure our recovery recreates new jobs and industries. New jobs and industries. Which new industries are we going to create? Are we going to create new patents tomorrow? Are we going to call them into existence? New industries? Are we going to start having more people involved giving haircuts to each other and taking in each other's laundry? Shall we be repairing each other's bicycles and rickshaws? What kind of new industries are we going to create? Barry the Usurper told reporters in Pittsburgh September the 25th after hosting his first economic summit. In other words, that comment was from the usurper. Because our global economy is now fundamentally interconnected, we need to act together to make sure our recovery creates new jobs and industries. Down further here, it says, to help ensure that, G20 countries agree to give the 186-member International Monetary Fund. My, that's grown. Back in the archives, and look at the new economic order talks that we gave months ago, and you'll see how tiny the International Monetary Fund was when it first was created, now 186 members. It's like a new United Nations, isn't it? Again, to help ensure that happens, G20 countries agreed to give the 186-member International Monetary Fund a role assessing their efforts. The International Monetary Fund, a new assessor on the planet? I will pick that thought up and continue it on the other side of this break with your calls and much more. Stay with us. We'll be back in a couple of moments.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. No one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds of thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Have you heard about the most advanced affordable upgrade for your vehicle? Sonic spark plugs bring you increased fuel mileage and performance. It's like a new brain for your engine from enginebrain.com. Just like a pound of sawdust burns faster than a pound of wood chips, finer fuel mist burns faster. Using a patented process, Sonic spark plugs smash gasoline mist with ultrasound. Thousands of drivers have upgraded to Sonic spark plugs for more power and mileage. Just replace your old plugs with Sonic plugs. Now get a free Sonic spark plug for your chainsaw, generator, snowblower, or lawnmower and pay only shipping and handling. Once you experience ultrasonic power, you'll want them in your car, truck, motorcycle, or RV. Visit enginebrain.com to learn why Sonic spark plugs outperform all other spark plugs. They're a small company, but their advanced plugs are 100% OEM compatible with your vehicle's warranty. Visit enginebrain.com to learn about combustion theory, hydrogen power, and fuel efficiency. Learn what the oil companies would rather you not know, like a new brain for your engine. EngineBrain.com. EngineBrain.com.
You are now listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Network, the home of cutting-edge talk radio.
As globalism transitions from global to local, we become vocal local, blocking the globalist agenda right where we are, in our towns, cities, counties, and states. And now, here is that nemesis of globalism, your host, William Roberts.
And welcome back to our Monday, September the 28th, 2009, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local, coming to you Monday through Friday here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com, beginning our second hour. Yes, my name is William Roberts. Going back to this article here, and you're certainly your calls are welcome. I have to keep giving that number out, 512-904-8014 in the Austin, Texas area, or if you have unlimited long-distance access, and 866-841-1065 from all across America and around the world. You can call in toll-free, again, 866-841-1065. Like to weigh in on these topics, you're certainly welcome to do so, and be persistent. We are self-produced here. So once you've dialed in and you've got inside, just stay on the line, and I'll get to your calls without any delay at all, usually. And glad to have you on air with me. Anyway, I'd like to hear from the audience from time to time just to let me know that the signal is getting out there. Back to the article again. This off Bloomberg, Rich Miller and Simon Kennedy write G20 plans to end the financial balance of terror after the summit. Again, dropping right back down into the article, we found that to help ensure that this fundamentally interconnected creation of new jobs and industries, that the International Monetary Fund is going to get a role as assessing their efforts. The oversight function will be among the topics discussed by policymakers as they head this week to Istanbul for the annual meeting of the IMF and the World Bank. So last week they disrupted Pittsburgh. This week they're going to Istanbul. My God, can't they do this over the telephone? Think of all of the money that they would save. All of the troubles of the people in these various places. I wouldn't want to be in Istanbul this week. They did the kind of military expose as they did in Pittsburgh, in Istanbul, it would be not a safe place to live. Slower growth, the article continues, after expanding at a 4.6% annual pace in the 5 years through 2008, the world economy might be in for a spell of slower growth. Again, Bloomberg, new news. Are you ready for a spell of slower growth? Of course, unless the G20 countries follow complementary policies, said Edwin Truman. What does complementary policy mean to you? Cookie cutters? All made out of ticky-tacky and all looking just the same? A global economy? A one-world financial order? Kind of has that ring to me. Continuing, the U.S. is counting on the crisis and its aftermath. The U.S. is counting on the crisis, Rahm Emanuel, Hillary Clinton, never waste a good crisis. Crisis management, as they say. The U.S. is counting on the crisis and its aftermath to convince countries like China that it's in their, China's, own interest to shift away from exports. Will you please explain that to me? How long have we been developing this import market from China? Walmart, etc. All of the overseas Orient container line shipping systems, the Dubai ports world, and all of this. We're going to now expect that someone is actually going to convince countries like China that it's in their own interest to shift away from exports toward domestic demand. Demand, key phrase there again, always demand, driving sustainable development, as Americans save more and spend less, Truman said. The U.S. savings rate rose to a 14-year high of 6% in May before falling to 4.2% in July, saving 4% annually. People tithe more than that to churches in the past. Do you? We'll be right back. Stay with us.
PureBulk.com has more than 120 nutritional products, super antioxidants, amino acids, and herbal extracts, including advanced life extension nutrition. Find great products like atomic iodine, oil of oregano, spirulina algae, niacin, performance amino acids, herbal extracts, skincare, and heart health nutrition. PureBulk.com products have no fillers, no additives, no hype, and no fancy retail packaging. Just the highest quality bulk nutrition at wholesale pricing. You can also save 50 to 90% off retail nutritional prices when buying bulk wholesale powders and capsules. Shop securely online at purebulk.com or call 406-251-3270. That number again, 406-251-3270. Use the coupon code iodine and receive a 1 gram atomic iodine sample with any order. That's a 150-day RDA supply of atomic iodine absolutely free. Find out more online at purebulk.com.
Of the 3 million plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At hempusa.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At hempusa.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from hempusa.org.
Millions of Americans are beginning to realize the enormity of the economic and political problems facing the U.S. and the world. And for the first time in their lives, they are feeling the need for preparedness. Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, manufacturing the finest in dehydrated foods for almost 40 years. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer. Unlike other companies that just broker canned foods, Ready Reserve controls the quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packaging. When purchasing from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Other companies are quoting delivery times of 1 to 2 months, while Ready Reserve ships within 5 business days. Many companies do not even offer a catalog. We will be more than happy to send a catalog to you free of charge. Dial 1-800-453-2202, 1-800-453-2202, or visit our website at readyreservefoods.com. Factory direct, wholesale pricing from Ready Reserve Foods. Call us at 1-800-453-2202.
Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And we are back once again on our Monday, September the 28th, 2009, two-hour broadcast to Become Vocal Local, beginning our second hour of today's broadcast. We come to you Monday through Friday here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. Yes, my name is William Roberts. Going through the news this morning, Bloomberg on Article G20 plans to end financial balance of terror after the summit. We find this troubling paragraph. It says, again, the U.S. is counting on the crisis and its aftermath to convince countries like China that it's in their own interest to shift away from exports towards domestic demand. As Americans save more and spend less, Truman said. Truman, again, said, the U.S. savings rate rose to a 14-year high of 6% in May, before falling to 4.2% in July. Let's put dollars and cents together on that, in case you're not into percentages or don't have a calculator like mine. You receive a dollar in pay, and you take a nickel and a penny and put it in a shoebox. That's your savings program. However, in July, Americans were taking 4.2 pennies. You can't go a 0.2, just take 4 pennies and put it in the shoebox. Does that define your savings program, my friends, dear listeners? Let me run quickly through a little sidebar here. Just something for your thought, food for thought, if you will. 10% of all you earn is yours to keep. You should set it aside first. Before you pay the butcher, the baker, or the candlestick maker, you take a look at your paycheck. Let's say it's $100. You take $10 out of that, and you take it out straight away, and you put that in your savings to save account. In other words, you're not going to spend that. That's done. It's set aside. Now cut the remaining $90 in half. You've got two piles, $45 in each pile. One of those you mark the savings to spend account, and the other you mark your basic checking account, if you will, your ongoing expenses. Out of that $45 that you receive must come your rent, your gasoline, your all of the things you have purchased on time, mortgage if you have it, all of your utilities, and every other monthly recurring expense. Are you living beyond your means or within your means? When you receive your paycheck, if you can't follow that simple multiplier and division problem, set aside 10% as your savings to save, split the remaining in half, set aside half of that for savings to spend. In other words, that would be the things that you would use to replace your automobile or buy major purchases, a couch, a bed, a refrigerator, etc., a new tractor, implements, etc. You need to live on that other $45. If you're living beyond that, you're living way beyond your means. You're going broke on a regular basis, and you're doing it by design. Just food for thought. But are you able to set aside 4.2% of your salary each year as savings? If that's all you're doing, perhaps you need to reorganize your thinking. But anyway, U.S. consumption is all but certain to be very stagnant for the next few years, said Desmond Latchman. This isn't going to go away anytime soon, folks. How are you fixed for socks? Do you have a pair of warm winter gloves? How are your shoes doing? Do you have shoes and boots both? If you had to walk a long distance, do you have something that you could walk a long distance in? A good pair of walking shoes or walking boots? How are the things stacked up around you, things that you can't make, things you can't make for yourself? Things that can only be acquired from others. How are you doing for those kinds of items? How are you doing for stored foods? The global economists are telling us things that we need to be paying attention to. I hope all of our listeners are doing so. In the meantime, G20 leaders acknowledged the recovery remains dependent on emergency government measures. In the meantime, G20 leaders acknowledge the recovery remains dependent on emergency government measures, and they pledged to avoid pulling back until the time is right. Quote, we will avoid any premature withdrawal of stimulus, close quote, their communique said. This sounds like a sex novel. Sounds like a sex novel. Premature withdrawal of stimulus. They're going to avoid pulling back until the time is right. Oh, my goodness. Stocks decline, the article continues. That promise may encourage investors to take on more risk. How much risk are you willing to take on in your investment portfolio? They say the greater the risk, the greater the reward, but also the greater the risk, the greater the chance for complete loss. That promise may encourage investors to take on more risk. In other words, investors would be basing their investment strategy on these specious words. You've got to be kidding me. after signs of economic weakness prompted the biggest weekly declines in European and U.S. stocks since July. You think we had a dip in the price of gold? Said Sofia Drossos, the head co-head for Global Foreign Exchange Strategy at Morgan Stanley in New York. The G20 outcome could lead to a reversal of the sell-off, she said. Demand for U.S. durable goods unexpectedly fell in August. Unexpectedly. They weren't expecting that. They didn't have any idea that it was going to happen. What's a durable good? Well, that's washing machines and things like that. Shop equipment, durable goods, unexpectedly fell in August, and loans to households and companies in Europe grew at the slowest pace on records, reports showed last week. It's not just in the United States, it seems to be global. People are becoming more and more reluctant to go into debt. Our advice always has been to get out of debt, get rid of your television set. Type to recenter yourself around your own family and friends, right in your community. Building that local voting precinct group or some other kind of a resource group right where you are. Many hands make light work. There's a little security in numbers, so to speak. The Standard & Poor's 500 index has dropped 2.2% since September the 18th. And Europe's Dow Jones stock 600 slipped 2.4% in the same period. The article continues. Developing nation equities suffered their steepest weekly decline in more than 2 months last week, with the MSCI Emerging Market Index ending at 1.2%. Well, we'll continue this on the other side. There's more to come. Talking about the G8, G20, and our financial wealth. We'll be right back.
The world appears to be on the brink of collapse. Experts say a pinch of heirloom vegetable seed could soon be the most valuable resource on Earth because it will provide healthy food now and every year after. SurvivalistSeeds.com now has the Heirloom Garden Seed Time Capsule, allowing you to store your seeds for the future anywhere, even underground, for 100 years. The Heirloom Garden Seed Time Capsule can withstand 3 tons of weight, is 100% rodent-proof, waterproof, and comes with a whopping 6,000 healthy vegetable seeds from 20 varieties that will grow anywhere in the USA. Unless you trust the government, the Heirloom Garden Seed Time Capsule and Heirloom Seeds from SurvivalistSeeds.com is your long-term food solution. Our competition charges 10 cents to $1.25 per seed for these same heirloom varieties. But you can now have a head of lettuce, a bundle of carrots, a basket of tomatoes, a giant watermelon, and 16 other varieties for about a penny a seed each. Be prepared. Buy your heirloom seeds today from SurvivalistSeeds.com and have food insurance for your family forever. Visit SurvivalistSeeds.com. SurvivalistSeeds.com is owned by Big John Lipscomb, host of the Don't Tread on Me radio show.
Look, it's time someone gave you the facts about your computer. If you're a Windows user, you know all too well what the problems are. Viruses, crashes, sluggish behavior. Finally, you have to fix it or take it to the shop. We see it every day. Now, Microsoft is preparing for the release of their new Windows 7. They want you to pay hundreds of dollars to upgrade. Well, you don't have to pay for the privilege of using your computer anymore. We've been installing Linux at home and for businesses in Austin for 4 years. Our customers love it. Why Linux? It never costs you a dime. All the software you need is free, and you never have to worry about Windows viruses again. Linux is all but immune. Many of your Windows programs will run on Linux as well. Have an older computer? Linux runs great on it, when Windows won't. So instead of paying for a system that's going to cause you problems, stop fighting your computer and start using it. Check out the facts at www.fixedbylinux.com. That's L-I-N-U-X, fixedbylinux.com. Or call us at 512-739-9707. There's a better way. Linux.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. No one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds of thousands of people every month.
sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
And we've returned once again, and I know I'm spending a little bit more time than I really had intended on this, but it seems to be panning out. We'll just continue with it. We could go to other material and talk about historical things and environmental things and issues, but one of the three E's of sustainable development is economy. So even though we can get involved with equity and we can get involved with environment, we do need to keep our eyes peeled on economy, because economy is running the marketplace today. It's driving the whole dialogue today. So let's continue. Again, out of the G20 now in the past broadcast, and certainly you can do this if you have an internet-connected computer, just type G20 up in your browser, and you can get the list of all of the 20. I don't need to repeat them over and over again. But the G20 leaders pledged to correct the lopsided flows of trade and investment, the lopsided flows of trade and investment, blamed for contributing to the crisis. You know the crisis was manipulated. It was created by these goons in Wall Street and in London and elsewhere. The derivatives bubble and all of that. Lopsided flows of trade and investment had little to do with it, in my opinion. Researched as it is. But this is what the article is saying. And this is what's coming out of the G20 summit. You know, people were outside with their bullhorns trying to shout down the walls of governance, but unfortunately, they weren't close enough for even be heard, probably. But anyway, it really happens inside at the table. And here are these G20 leaders pledged. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the world. Yeah, they pledged. As good as their word. And these people are pathological liars. But they pledged to correct the lopsided flows of trade and investment. You can be sure they're going to be trying to do some of that. Blame for contributing to the crisis. U.S. consumers borrowed money to finance purchases of Asian-made cars and flat-screen TVs. Well, if you bought them, shame on you. Especially if you couldn't do it with cash. If you borrowed money to do it, you've made your bed. You'll have to sleep in it. Meanwhile, invested their surplus cash in U.S. Treasury notes, pushing down borrowing costs and further fueling the credit binge. Did you invest any of your surplus cash in U.S. Treasury notes? I wouldn't touch them with a stick. Wouldn't buy one if they were giving them away at the post office. Here's some more. Some economists cast doubt on the pledges by the G20. You see, if your nose is continually growing like Pinocchio, and Geppetto has to call out his woodcutters to lop off the cordwood off the end of your nose and cart it away and sell it in a wheelbarrow. If you tell lies often enough, then you become like the boy that cried wolf. People quit listening to you. And some economists here are casting doubt on those pledges made by the G20, since no sanctions will be used to enforce them. So they're just empty words. Rhetoric. And a similar push in 2006 by the IMF petered out. We have history. How empty their promises are. Quote, unless the major surplus and deficit economies actually decide that they really want to go down this route, quote, it's hard to imagine anything will happen, close quote, said Kenneth Rogoff, a former IMF chief economist who now teaches at Harvard University. Barry the usurper, Chinese President Hu Jintao, and European leaders, including German Chancellor Angela Merkel, we'll talk about her in a moment, face plenty of hurdles as they seek to place the world economy on a more stable footing. The U.S. must cut a $1.6 trillion federal budget deficit, while China contends with a record $2.1 trillion in foreign exchange reserves, representing years of accumulated trade surpluses. Trillions in the equation here. Bigger numbers than we've ever had to deal with economically in the past. Trillions. In the aftermath of Jorge Bush's administration, trillions. Every day we hear more about trillions. Central bankers who did not attend the summit. The central bank stayed out. They're going to go off to Istanbul, have more fun over there. Better horse, probably. Central bankers who did not attend the summit may be wary of any suggestion that they sacrifice their independence in the name of worldwide coordination. Benjamin Bernanke, H.R. 1207, audit the Fed, don't count on it. They're not interested in sacrificing their independence in the name of worldwide coordination. They are coordinated already. They pick up the telephone, no doubt, and talk amongst each other every morning, much like the boys in London do when they set the price of gold. Daily. Twice daily. Morning and afternoon. Global institutions such as the IMF and the Basel, Switzerland-based Financial Stability Board, put that one on your radar screen, Basel, Switzerland Financial Stability Board, may lack the horsepower to carry out the added responsibilities they're being given. More responsibilities. Have they accepted them? Or were they just passed over a baton that no one wants to pick up? Chinese officials said they recognize that the country must shift its economic priorities. China, quote, also understands that its economic growth model has some flaws. Ma Xin, Director General of the International Cooperation at the National Development and Reform Commission, China's top planning agency, said in Pittsburgh, Ma Xin. Change may take time, Ma suggested. Ma. I can go through life with a name like that. Have you talked to your Ma lately? In China, they talked to Ma Xin. He said, not her, not she said, he said, Ma said, he said, that his nation's, quote, low, close quote, consumer spending is something that has, quote, accumulated over many years and it is a structural problem. His nation's low consumer spending. Sweatshops. Slave labor. No yuans in my pocket. Can't buy nothing. Got no shoes. No house. No rickshaw. No plans to send children to college. Except they go to college on socialist school systems. Anyway, change may take time, Ma suggested. He said that his nation's low consumer spending, again, is something that has accumulated over many years and is a structural problem. Do you see any relief by springtime? Do you see a light at the end of the tunnel that is anything other than a freight train rushing straight at us? I don't. Tini Geithner, Treasury Secretary, pointed to the increase in the U.S. savings rate as an encouraging sign. An increase? I thought earlier in the article they said that it was decreasing. It was 6% earlier before May and after May, and in July it was 4.2%. That's a decline, Timmy. Maybe someone needs to sit down and help him with new math. He's the Treasury Secretary. A 4.2% savings rate is an encouraging sign? Timmy? Mr. Finance, it's me, Timmy. Is that you, Timmy? Yes. I'd like to borrow a calculator, Mr. Finance. Okay, Timmy, but don't break it. Measured optimism? After a long period of time living beyond our means, you see people already changing behavior, quote-unquote, the Treasury chief, or thief, said in Pittsburgh, quote, that's one reason why we can stand here today and express some measured optimism about our capacity to put in place a more sustainable recovery. This guy's doing drugs. He needs to be removed from office. We need somebody that understands the economy as a treasury chief. We'll be right back after this brief commercial intermission.
You are now listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Network, the home of cutting-edge talk radio.
Have you heard about the most advanced affordable upgrade for your vehicle? Sonic spark plugs bring you increased fuel mileage and performance. It's like a new brain for your engine from enginebrain.com. Just like a pound of sawdust burns faster than a pound of wood chips, finer fuel mist burns faster. Using a patented process, Sonic spark plugs smash gasoline mist with ultrasound. Thousands of drivers have upgraded to Sonic spark plugs for more power and mileage. Just replace your old plugs with Sonic plugs. Now get a free Sonic spark plug for your chainsaw, generator, snowblower, or lawnmower and pay only shipping and handling. Once you experience ultrasonic power, you'll want them in your car, truck, motorcycle, or RV. Visit enginebrain.com to learn why Sonic spark plugs outperform all other spark plugs. They're a small company, but their advanced plugs are 100% OEM compatible with your vehicle's warranty. Visit enginebrain.com to learn about combustion theory, hydrogen power, and fuel efficiency. Learn what the oil companies would rather you not know, like a new brain for your engine. Enginebrain.com. Enginebrain.com.
PureBulk.com has more than 120 nutritional products, super antioxidants, amino acids, and herbal extracts, including advanced life extension nutrition. Find great products like atomic iodine, oil of oregano, spirulina algae, niacin, performance amino acids, herbal extracts, skincare, and heart health nutrition. PureBulk.com products have no fillers, no additives, no hype, and no fancy retail packaging. Just the highest quality bulk nutrition at wholesale pricing. You can also save 50 to 90% off retail nutritional prices when buying bulk wholesale powders and capsules. Shop securely online at purebulk.com or call 406-251-3270. That number again, 406-251-3270. Use the coupon code iodine and receive a 1 gram atomic iodine sample with any order. That's a 150-day RDA supply of atomic iodine absolutely free. Find out more online at purebulk.com.
Of the 3 million plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At hempusa.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At hempusa.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from hempusa.org.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And we're back. We're still wading through this outcome of the G20 Leaders Summit in Pittsburgh, going through this Bloomberg article line by line. Didn't seem to get much else concrete from any other sources as to what actually transpired at this exceedingly costly and embarrassing show of military strength and infantile economic knowledge. But anyway, continuing, goes here, there are other signs that imbalances are shrinking, again, between China and the United States. The U.S. current account deficit narrowed in the second quarter to $98.8 billion, the least since 2001. The account deficit, you have two columns in the account. On one side is the pluses. On the other side is the minuses. On one side is the imports. On the other side is the exports. And the current account deficit narrowed to $98.8 billion. We don't know how, which side it narrowed on. They don't give us the bottom line here. Credit Suisse AG predicts that Chinese imports may rise 30% to $313 billion in the fourth quarter as their government's stimulus program spurs domestic demand. I'm going to ask you to take out a notepad and write down a list of those products left on planet Earth that the Chinese have not either stolen the patent, copied the patent, or have produced knockoffs in great quantities that they could possibly expect to import for domestic sale, raising 30% here to $313 billion. $313 billion of what would they buy? And who would buy it? Those that are working in the sweatshops or someone else? Maybe that would be some of the Ashkenazim that travel back and forth between Barel Bitzan and Beijing. Maybe it would be some of the richer Persians or East Indians or something. I don't know. Maybe it would be some of their Politburo or whatever they call the head of their communist red Chinese government system. Their executive branch. Quote, while the global rebalancing to date has been significant and broad-based, it remains to be seen whether this process will continue, close quote, said Bruce Kosman, chief economist at J.P. Morgan Chase & Company. He probably should be doing time somewhere. Let some of these pot smokers out of prison and make room for Bruce. Just because he was affiliated at one time with J.P. Morgan Chase & Company should be enough to bring forward an indictment. Given emerging markets such as China, India, and Brazil, what happened to Russia in there? Well, we went from the BRIC nations to the click-your-BIC nations. Now it's just China, India, and Brazil. Giving emerging markets such as China, India, and Brazil a greater stake in global decision-making may ensure that it does. Supplants the G8, we all heard about that. The broader G20 will supplant the Group of Eight. In other words, we're going to have a bigger council, but there's a certain blowback already coming from that. But listen to how the article reads. It says the broader G20 will supplant the Group of Eight, a club. Oh, yeah, baby. George Carlin. It's a club, honey. And you're not in it. It's the club they used to beat you over the head with. And as he says, they got you by the balls. It's a club. The broader G20 will supplant the Group of Eight, a club of the most highly developed nations, plus Russia. Yeah, they're throwing that in on kind of the side, distancing themselves from Mother Russia, as Russia and Iran get cozier and cozier, plus Russia as the guardian of the global economy after last week's summit. So we're going to have this group G20, this broader G20, being the guardians of the global economy. Is that like the Rothschilds being the guardians of Vatican Treasury? I don't know. The G20 accounts for about 85% of the global gross domestic product. The risk is that the larger group will find it more difficult to make decisions, said Tim Adams. Remember what I said last week? When you have a company that starts off or a corporation that starts off, you have a club that starts off. One or two people are the founders. And then the membership clamors for a seat at the table, and so you set up a president and a vice president and a treasurer and a secretary and four or five members on the board of directors. Everybody feels wonderful. They've got a seat at the table. And the two bigwigs, Daddy Warbucks and his pal, they continue having their meetings in secret, but the people feel much more comfortable now that they have an elected president, vice president, secretary, treasurer, and a board of directors. Of course, Daddy Warbucks and Buddy take the president aside from time to time and tell him what the real agenda is. But let's find out more about it from this article. It says here, the bigger the grouping, the harder it is to get consensus. The Delphi technique. consensus building. The bigger the grouping, the harder it is to get consensus, said Adams, managing director of the Lindsay Group. You can understand why at the United Nations they always have the Security Council. They're the ones, that's the Daddy Warbucks in the back room, the guys that have their fingers on the nuclear triggers. But it makes everybody feel better, so you might as well have the G20 as the guardians of global treasury, right? The bigger the grouping, the harder it is to get consensus, said Adams, managing director of the Lindsay Group, a Washington-based economic advisory firm, quote, you can't have the agenda taken over by their favorite hobby horse. What a degrading statement there, Mr. Adams. You can't have the agenda taken over by the favorite hobby horse of each country. It's harder to get consensus. The third summit of G20 leaders in the past year also plotted a roadmap. Oh, haven't we heard about the roadmaps, the roadmap for peace, right? Just go ahead and obliterate all the Palestinians and load them all up in trucks and dump them in a landfill someplace, and that solves Israel's problem. That's a roadmap for peace. There you go. That'll work. That'll do it. The third summit of the G20 leaders in the past year also plotted a roadmap for revamping the banking industry after the two previous meetings in Washington and London focused on fighting market turmoil and reversing the spiral into recessions. They're going to revamp the banking industry, and they have a map already plotted. Deferred bonuses, leaders agreed that banks must avoid multi-year guaranteed bonuses, blah, blah, blah. They stopped short of endorsing a French proposal to introduce specific caps on pay. Isn't that what all we heard in the news? But they didn't do that. They stopped short of that. Awards must also be curbed if they're inconsistent with the maintenance of a sound capital base, as G20 said. Regulators should be allowed to modify the compensation practices of key firms. Banks will also have to increase the quality and quantity of capital they hold by the end of 2012, so now they've set a date. The regulatory overhaul is for real, quote here, but there will be plenty of argument over the details of how it's done, close quote, said Leon Britton, vice chairman of UBS Investment Bank and former European Union Trade Commissioner, told Bloomberg Television. Well, there's that article. Give you an idea what actually happened at the G20. Not a terribly large much, but certainly stuff to think about. Angela Merkel, of course, she's in the news. Chancellor Angela Merkel. She won her election. Yeah, she did. She sure did. She was running on the Christian Democrat Party. Remember when I've talked about the abolition of the established two-party political system as one of the most important things that we could possibly achieve in our lifetimes? Well, in the United States, even though there are other parties, everyone around the world understands the United States has a established two-party political system. It's the Republicans and the Democrats. In Europe, they follow the multi-party system. And just in two articles that I scanned through this morning, I came up with some of those. Here they are. Chancellor Angela Merkel, she won re-election as the chancellor there, the German chancellor, running on the Christian Democrat Party. Then there was the Social Democrats, and they took 11.2% of the vote. Then there were the Free Democrats, and that party got 18% of the vote. Then there's a new, they call Angela Merkel's group the new black-yellow government. But then there's Germany's left party, that's capital L, the left party. And then Germany also has a green party. Germany also has a Bavarian Christian Social Union. Isn't it amazing? Angela Merkel won with the lowest share of the electorate in the history of a Christian Democratic Union. In a multi-party system, you can actually win, even if you're a minority. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Millions of Americans are beginning to realize the enormity of the economic and political problems facing the U.S. and the world. And for the first time in their lives, they are feeling the need for preparedness. Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, manufacturing the finest in dehydrated foods for almost 40 years. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer. Unlike other companies that just broker canned foods, Ready Reserve controls the quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packaging. When purchasing from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Other companies are quoting delivery times of 1 to 2 months, while Ready Reserve ships within 5 business days. Many companies do not even offer a catalog. We will be more than happy to send a catalog to you free of charge. Dial 1-800-453-2202, 1-800-453-2202, or visit our website at readyreservefoods.com. Factory direct, wholesale pricing from Ready Reserve Foods. Call us at 1-800-453-2202.
The world appears to be on the brink of collapse. Experts say a pinch of heirloom vegetable seed could soon be the most valuable resource on earth because it will provide healthy food now and every year after. SurvivalistSeeds.com now has the heirloom garden seed time capsule, allowing you to store your seeds for the future anywhere, even underground, for 100 years. The heirloom garden seed time capsule can withstand 3 tons of weight, is 100% rodent proof, waterproof, and comes with a whopping 6,000 healthy vegetable seeds from 20 varieties that will grow anywhere in the USA. Unless you trust the government, the Heirloom Garden Seed Time Capsule and Heirloom Seeds from SurvivalistSeeds.com is your long-term food solution. Our competition charges 10 cents to $1.25 per seed for these same heirloom varieties. But you can now have a head of lettuce, a bundle of carrots, a basket of tomatoes, a giant watermelon, and 16 other varieties for about a penny a seed each. Be prepared. Buy your heirloom seeds today from SurvivalistSeeds.com and have food insurance for your family forever. Visit SurvivalistSeeds.com. SurvivalistSeeds.com is owned by Big John Lipscomb, host of the Don't Tread on Me radio show.
Look, it's time someone gave you the facts about your computer. If you're a Windows user, you know all too well what the problems are. Viruses, crashes, sluggish behavior. Finally, you have to fix it or take it to the shop. We see it every day. Now, Microsoft is preparing for the release of their new Windows 7. They want you to pay hundreds of dollars to upgrade. Well, you don't have to pay for the privilege of using your computer anymore. We've been installing Linux at home and for businesses in Austin for 4 years. Our customers love it. Why Linux? It never costs you a dime. All the software you need is free, and you never have to worry about Windows viruses again. Linux is all but immune, and many of your Windows programs will run on Linux as well. Have an older computer? Linux runs great on it, when Windows won't. So instead of paying for a system that's going to cause you problems, stop fighting your computer and start using it. Check out the facts at www.fixedbylinux.com. That's L-I-N-U-X, fixedbylinux.com. Or call us at 512-739-9707. There's a better way. Linux.
And we are back again for our final segment of today's two-hour broadcast. Back to this discussion of Chancellor Angela Merkel winning re-election there. Another part of this story is that the Bavarian Christian Social Union, another one of these multi-parties, they pulled in 33.8% of the vote, but Angela, again, won with the lowest share of the electorate in the history of her Christian Democratic Union. You can imagine how disappointing it would be to be basically unrepresented at all in your system of government. The more parties you have, as I like to say, you know, if one party is bad news, and certainly Mussolini put that one on the roadmap. You have two parties, the Republicans and the Democrat, the second pill, two pills, if the red pill and the blue pill, two pills make you just as sick. Then what possible value could there be in 4 or 8 or 16 or 32 or 64 parties? It just gets worse and worse and worse, you see. The parties are really the disease. We need to focus on eliminating these parties and go back to a system of representative government where we don't have these middlemen, these used car salesmen, these party hacks. But who has reached for that brass ring of power and gotten it in Germany? Why? Angela Merkel and her Christian Democrats. So let's rethink our think when it comes to what we can be doing and what we should be doing, and perhaps get seriously busy between now and the 2012 election to ensure that we have some representatives in government, if not locally, then at least at your county level and at the state level. Here's some letters to the editor out of a local newspaper, September the 23rd, 2009, Bexar County Advertiser. Small town, America, folks. Here's a letter. For the most part, I do enjoy the advertiser and have since moving here 40 years ago from Louisiana. This is not a complaint, but just an opinion that I feel free to voice. All this Tea Party, so-called grassroots movement, is getting very old and a little ridiculous. And yes, I do believe that this is all racial towards the office of the president. Here's somebody that took the pill. She's drinking the Kool-Aid. She's watching TV, I will guarantee you. Continuing, most of these people are just following the crowd and aren't even trying to understand what he is trying to accomplish. Is that the office of the president or Barry the usurper? Especially for those who have lost their jobs through downsizing, lost their insurance, and now are having trouble obtaining new policies because of previous health conditions. I speak from an experience that has happened to my daughter, yours truly, Shirley Lowe. Thank you for your letter, Shirley. Now, here's another one, more lengthy, that gives you the other side of the story. Dear editor, having attended the third taxpayer tea party on Saturday, 9/12/09, I am heartened by the determination of those who attended to keep alive this effort to hold our elected officials accountable. Notice this has nothing to do with race. This is not a partisan effort. In other words, this is not a Republican, Democrat, or Green, or Libertarian, or Constitutional, or other party partisan effort. The author continues here, the writer continues, and she says, the agenda of the current administration in Washington is detrimental to the American way. In the past week alone, three major concerns have come to light about this administration. The fact that there was little or no reporting of these concerns on CBS, NBC, ABC, or CNN is evidence that there is more, that there is a concerted effort to keep the public uninformed. You see, this is not about race. A little reported fact of this administration is that there have been over 30 czars, she spells it correctly, close it in quotes, appointed by the president. Czars do not have to be confirmed by the Senate. The green job czar, quote-unquote green job czar, Van Jones, was found to be an avowed communist, a convicted felon, a signer of a petition which stated that the United States government was involved in the 9/11-2001 attacks on the World Trade Center. Well, I guess that's his savings grace. And in his own words, became really radical while in prison. This fellow was appointed, Van Jones, as the green job czar. All of this information was found simply by typing in his name on the computer. You see, where she's getting her information as opposed to Shirley, who's obviously watching TV and believes that this is a racial issue. Jones was actively recruited by Valerie Jarrett, a close advisor of the president. Again, I'm reading from a letter to the editor in a small-town newspaper. This was a bit too much to sweep under the rug, so he resigned. Most people have heard of the community organizations group, ACORN, community organizer, Barry the usurper. Obama worked with them in Chicago and was their attorney for a time. They've been investigated in 14 years, including Missouri. They have been investigated in 14 states, including Missouri, for voter registration fraud, and there have been some convictions. In fact, ACORN was actively working with the Census Bureau for the 2010 census. In the Baltimore, Maryland office and the Washington, D.C. office, two individuals received all kinds of advice from ACORN employees on how to accomplish fraud against the government. You can see the videos on biggovernment.com, throwing in a website. So now the Census Bureau has disassociated from ACORN. Finally, beautifully written article, by the way. Nice letter, dear. Finally, this week, the Senate confirmed Cass Sunstein. By the way, Claire McCaskill voted for him. That's a local senator, state senator from Missouri, U.S. senator from Missouri. He has the authority to prohibit hunting in the Mark Twain National Forest. It's a big issue around here. Folks do like to hunt, dear. And finally, the Tea Party here, as well as the thousands of Tea Parties in other towns and cities across the country, was held in conjunction with and in support of the March on Washington that took place on the same day, reportedly with the largest audience ever in the Capitol for a specific march like that. So, I'm challenging everyone who really cares what happens to this country to become active in taking back the country. It does matter if you attend the tea parties. It does matter if you call and write your representatives. It does matter if you write to the newspapers, including our own local ones. This is not about Republicans or Democrats or any other party. It is about corruption in the government. It is about our representatives listening to the majority of Americans and not forcing a radical agenda down our throats. Our local tea parties have good attendance, but there should be more people involved. Let's see more local reporting on the activities of the local groups, as well as the thousands of groups throughout the country. Do we remember this statement? Quote, "Now is the time for all good men to come to the aid of their country," close quote. Now is the time. Kathy Casey, Exeter, Missouri. Thank you, Kathy. Excellent article. Excellent letter. Here's another one. This one was written by John Fitz out of Noel, Missouri, another small town. I know John, personally. Dear editor, I have read letters to the editors, read articles in the papers, heard radio and television news about the proposed health care changes looming ahead of us. Congress itself voted not to adopt this form of socialized medicine for themselves. I wonder why. To me, there is no debate. Nowhere in the United States Constitution does it mention health care. Notice he uses the phrase Constitution. Nowhere in the United States Constitution has capital U, lowercase s, did it on purpose. Does it mention health care any more than you will find education, bailouts, enforcing United Nations resolutions, etc., etc.? Of course, the revisionists will cite the General Welfare Clause, U.S. Constitution, which does not mention health care either. I suggest the federal government get completely out of health care and leave it to private enterprise. We all know that government have caused most of the problems in health care. Thank you, John Fitz, Noel, Missouri. On the front page of the same small town newspaper, Cassville building inspector quits. You know, we've been talking about the implementation of the international building codes here in this small community. And because of local action, because of people becoming vocal local, because of people actually turning out and questioning the prudence of this, this little institution building has begun to fall apart. And today, in the news, the mayor, Tracy Hawley, has reported that on Monday night, the building inspector, the one that was hired for this job, James Bouchard, has given his 2 weeks resignation. Kind of tough to have a code enforcement bureau without a code enforcement officer. This man has quit. Bouchard entered into an agreement with the city of Cassville, Missouri on July the 20th of 2009. The agreement was for a period of 6 months and would have terminated on January the 18th. During the July 20th council meeting, the mayor cast the tie vote to hire Bouchard. Folks, there are things that we can do. There are things that we must do, but we cannot tear. We must move quickly. Become vocal local right where you are. We'll be back again tomorrow with Vicki Davis. Until then, good day.
Taking it back, one precinct, one county, one state at a time. You've been listening to Become Vocal Local.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. No one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds of thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Have you heard about the most advanced affordable upgrade for your vehicle? Sonic spark plugs bring you increased fuel mileage and performance. It's like a new brain for your engine from enginebrain.com. Just like a pound of sawdust burns faster than a pound of wood chips, finer fuel mist burns faster. Using a patented process, sonic spark plugs, smash gasoline mist with ultrasound. Thousands of drivers have upgraded to sonic spark plugs for more power and mileage. Just replace your old plugs with sonic plugs. Now get a free sonic spark plug for your chainsaw, generator, snowblower, or lawnmower and pay only shipping and handling. Once you experience ultrasonic power, you'll want them in your car, truck, motorcycle, or RV. Visit enginebrain.com to learn why sonic spark plugs outperform all other spark plugs. They're a small company, but their advanced plugs are 100% OEM compatible with your vehicle's warranty. Visit enginebrain.com to learn about combustion theory, hydrogen power, and fuel efficiency. Learn what the oil companies would rather you not know, like a new brain for your engine. Enginebrain.com. Enginebrain.com.
History will always remember those strongest voice. You're listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Network. Long live the revolution.